the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, then look no further. The London Irish Centre up in London has a fantastic lineup of Irish arts and events taking place this weekend. On the phone with me right now, I have Gary Dunn, who is the Director of Arts at the Centre. Hello, Gary. How are you?
I'm great, Anthony. How are you?
Good, good. You've got a fantastic event coming up the weekend. It's called Cade. Tell me, when does it start?
Cade runs this weekend. It runs from the 24th until the 26th. We kick off on the Friday night with an exhibition launch and then a night of 1916 poetry and a child session. And then we run right through the weekend. Big concert Saturday night. An afternoon of Irish film on Saturday afternoon, all kinds of cultural workshops through the weekend and various open mics and general crack.
Sounds good. So this is kind of part of the 1916 commemorative event as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the main flagship summer event in our centenary programme. We did a lot with the Abbey and other people around Easter itself, but this is the big summer event in our centenary programme. So it's part of the Culture Ireland International Commemoration series. So yeah, it's our biggest 1916 event, actually.
Okay, so the London Irish Centre then, tell me about what exactly that is, because it's based in London, as the name would suggest, but what does it offer?
We do two things. In a nutshell, if you kind of distill it right down, we do two things. We support Irish people who need support. So that can be older, long-term immigrants, recent arrivals, people who are vulnerable in a whole range of ways. And then we promote Irish culture. So we do that through an events program, education program, events in our own building in Camden Town, partnership events across London. So that's, in a nutshell, Anthony, we look after Irish people who need help and we promote Irish culture. We've been doing it for over 60 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, when it started back 60 years ago then?
Yeah, 1954. So we had a big 60th anniversary a couple of years ago. So huge history in the place and huge heritage. And there's a great kind of regeneration happening in the place where we've got a lot of the people who've been around the place for decades and have volunteered and have kept it going, just starting to work with a much younger wave of immigrants who are coming in and bringing a new energy. And it's just a great atmosphere here at the moment.
Okay, so it has gotten busier than in recent years because, you know, obviously with the recession in Ireland, you're seeing more faces, new faces in the centre?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no denying that I'm involved in the centre various guises for kind of 6 to 7 years. And I'm absolutely the past 5 years or so, you can definitely see just a lot more young Irish around here. If you walk down Camden High Street, you can hear, it's hard to walk from A to B in central London without hearing Irish accents at the moment.
Yeah, it's quite similar here in Brighton, I'll be honest. We went to see the football game on Saturday and there was quite a lot of Irish people out and about watching it. It's definitely a UK-wide thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, huge numbers have come over, so you know, we're delighted to be able to, we welcome people on arrival and we give them cultural and community things to plug into if they want to.
Now, in terms of the event this weekend, you said, you know, the exhibition and there's Irish sessions and poetry and arts. The main headline concert, tell me, who is involved with that? It's quite a lineup, I'll be honest.
Yeah, we're really excited about that one, Anthony. On Saturday night is our main headline gig. The kind of main centrepiece of the concert is a project from a composer called Glenn Austin, working with the RTE Contempo Quartet. So Glenn and the quartet have taken kind of Irish pop and rock songs that everybody knows. They've arranged them for string quartet and laptops and bowerons and all kinds of stuff. And then plugged into that, we've put just brilliant Irish musicians and poets. We've got Eamon Wainley, Ronan O'Snoddy, John Spillane, Stephen James Smith, just a whole mix of poets and musicians. So people are in for a serious treat there. Yeah. The whole bed for the concert will be, as I said, the RTE Contempo Quartet, who are our concert in themselves. And then just, we've, you know, the stuff that we've got plugged into it is world class.
Yeah, these are massive, massive names. Are there many tickets left for people to purchase?
No, there aren't. It's selling really well. So I always say with big gigs like this, just get booking in advance.
Okay.
Because we hate when people turn up and can't get in. So we always advise booking in advance and just come along and have a great night.
Okay, so in terms of getting tickets then, where can people get those online? What's the website that they can get them at?
LondonIrishCentre.org, LondonIrishCentre.org, and then click what's on and everything's there.
Perfect. Okay, so if people are interested in heading up there at the weekend, should be great, but as you said, do get the tickets. Don't leave it to the last minute. And for further information about the London Irish Centre then, that's the best website to go to as well?
Yeah, we're very strong on social media as well. We've got big communities on Facebook. Just search for London Irish Centre on Facebook, you'll find us. There's about 20,000 people there. And then we're on Twitter as well. There's about 13 or 14,000 there plugged into at LDN Irish Centre. So at LDN Irish Centre, and you can connect with us there.
And we'll put that on our own thing as well. Gary, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us, and the best luck with the weekend. Hopefully it'll be a little bit sunnier than it is today.
Hopefully.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Gary. Cheers.
Bye.
From the heart of Brighton, a taste of home.
The other sort of people I pass and I toss and I shake my head.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm kitted out in all the proper gear.
Brighton's weekly Irish radio show. What's the Crack? With Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.